How many knows that it matters what we do in this body? How many knows if you're happy, you can shout and jump and praise the Lord?
Amen.
Should we be happy for our God?
Yes.
How many knows we got something to praise Him about? The world, can sing and do what they want with what they have, but we got God. And if God be for you, who can be against you?
Right.
Think about it. You have eternal life for those who know the Lord. That's a wonderful thing. In Luke 17, start with verse 11. Tell me when you got it. So now it happened that he went through Jerusalem, passed through the coast of Samaria, Galilee. He entered a certain village and met 10 men. They were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourself to the priest." And so it was as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them who saw that he was healed returned with a loud voice glorifying God. He fell down on his face at his feet giving thanks, for he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? No one came back to give God glory except this foreigner." And he said, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." God's grace and mercy extends beyond human expectation. When people are needs driven, it's a tough place to be. When you have a situation in your life that's requiring attention in your body, or you're faced a situation, when you become needs driven, that's a hard place to be. I understand that. The situation dictates it. These guys are 10 lepers here. With leprosy, your skin is rotting, your body is failing. And in society back then, you couldn't associate with individuals. You had to announce when you came into a city, unclean. Many times there were colonies together because that's the only people they could hang with. You could no longer go to church. You could no longer embrace your family. You were an outcast. Your disease now pushed you out there. Now Jesus goes through a certain place and he meets 10 lepers. And they cry out to him, "Lord, have mercy on us." How many knows the Lord will have mercy on those? I've noticed that, listen, unity happens when people come together. For the lepers, they're their own colony. They have something in common, and it's sickness. But I believe personally God wants it to be different. I said God wants it to be different. I believe that the Lord can touch and minister to people. Many times people, like young people, get into gangs. Listen to me, it's because there's community there. It's because somebody reached out to them. They have something in common. Now, it may be wrong in what's going on, but they're with somebody. Are you with me? That's why the church needs to be there for people. Say amen. We need one another. For these 10, they have something in common. It's sickness. And they cry out. When grace and mercy extends, listen to me, it goes beyond our expectations. They're driven by needs, but God's going to do something. Look at verse 13. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." If you're taking notes this morning, this is a call for a manifestation. Notice they cry, "Master, have mercy on us." They're calling out to him. He's the prophet. He's the healer. But he's truly, listen to me, Savior also. Notice that for you to receive something, there needs to be a cry for a manifestation. We can't keep quiet about our God. If you have a need, you need to speak that out. And more than just in your head, "Well, Lord, I kind of hope you'll do this." No, there's a cry for a manifestation. Notice they're calling out, "Son of God, have mercy on us." And what I appreciate about Jesus, notice that there's 10 people here. The Lord can heal one, he can heal 10, or he can heal 1,000. Notice that there isn't a limit there, like, you know what, I only got power for 8. So you choose what 8 and the rest of you, I'm sorry. Notice that they're calling out. And if you'll notice something here, it doesn't say that he's laying hands on them and touching them. They know the rules. They're ringing the bell. They're crying out, "Lord, have mercy on us." So there's a distance there. But Jesus always hears any heart cry. When you think that you're all alone, when you think nobody cares, he hears the heart cry, whether here or around the world. For these gentlemen, they are desperate. Maybe they saw Jesus heal before. Maybe they heard of him. Maybe somehow they've heard, and now they cry out, Master, Master, have mercy on us. What I appreciate about Jesus is anyone who calls for mercy, God will grant it to you. Even if you've been wretched in your life, he'll still forgive. Do you know that's the truth? Thank God for that. Now, I don't want people on their deathbed to be calling out to him. I'd rather you do it a whole lot sooner than that. Because I've learned when people are breathing their last, sometimes they're not thinking about the Lord. They're just worried about breathing another breath. When you have opportunity, call on him. Listen, when people shout unto God, it's because usually they want something to happen. They're cheering for some team. There's something going on. We need to call on him too. Let me ask you this. What is your call for a manifestation? What are you calling out to? What are you speaking in those things? As a church, we need to speak for one another too. I want to see people that are ill or afflicted to be well. At the end of this month, on a Sunday evening at 6, we're going to have a healing service in here. I call out to you for the next 2 weeks to be fasting, praying. The last Sunday this month at 6 o'clock, we're going to be praying for the sick. If you need the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that'll be an operation as well. Now, here's what I know about fasting and prayer. The devil doesn't prompt me to fast or pray, so I know when the Lord's doing that, it's the Lord. So at that moment when I know I need to fast for a situation, I ask the Lord, Lord, what's the duration? A 40-day fast, how many knows that's supernatural? So I ask the Lord, Lord, what is that duration? And he'll give you the wisdom. It could be this, it could be this. The Lord will do that. Are you with me? And as he guides, he provides. So during that fast, he'll sustain you because he knows you need food too. It's more than just skipping a meal. It's for a spiritual purpose. For the next 2 weeks, I want you as a church to be obedient. Ask the Lord, Lord, what's my portion in this? God will give you the wisdom. But people need a touch. Some of you have been dealing with infirmities for a while. I want to see that changed. I want to see instant things done. Notice 10 lepers are coming to him. Have mercy on us. And he begins to speak to that. They're calling to for the manifestation. Notice they're not quiet in this. Notice they're not just standing there going, I kind of hope he sees us. Amen? Well, he's the Lord. Shouldn't he just do something automatically? Oh, I'm preaching now. How many knows he's given you a voice? Yes? How many knows when people are really desperate, you'll go after that area? Now this morning, coming in for the worship team, we forgot to unlock the door early. We get here early. And normally we open it up and after a certain time we get things going. Well, we forgot to unlock the door and the worship team was standing out there. Well, Ron didn't have his keys on, so they're pounding on the door and they're calling and they're texting, open up the church, amen? And I thought to myself, Lord, I'm looking forward to the day where people are just waiting in line for the church doors to open. Say amen. Now that was a mistake, but I'm looking for like, Lord, because isn't he irresistible? Notice what they're calling out for. Have mercy on us. Now I don't know if all 10 spoke at the same time, but if you got 10 people outside shouting, it would kind of get your attention, wouldn't it? And when Jesus saw, he wasn't ignorant. He didn't like think, well, I don't even know what their problem is. He knew what was going on. But now he's going to meet the need. I love that about our God. Let me ask you this. What are you calling for right now? What are you calling for the Lord to do? To touch your family? To minister unto you? To give you wisdom? There has to be voice to that. Speak that. True, listening, when we truly love the Lord, you know what? Thanksgiving starts to work in. But we have to call on his power to be invoked in us. Doesn't it say ask? I'll get to that in a minute. How many want God's power to work? Now, can you imagine? Here's 10 people with rotting flesh. I don't know how long. Don't know what stage it's in. But all of them are a colony together. And he's going to speak to that situation. And something's going to change. When you think, listen to me, your situation's impossible, God can speak to that situation. He wants you to voice those things. Not that he can't see it, but there's power in that area. We speak those forth. And I know this for a fact, that God will work. In Matthew 7, verse 7, it says this, "Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened." How many of those God had hide and seek before anybody did? That's Matthew 7, 7. Somebody used to drink 7 and 7. Amen? But now Matthew 7 and 7, and you can remember that, true? Oh, don't get all religious on me. Say amen. How many of those God has a way? Matthew 7, 7. Notice if you'll ask, what happens? Seek and you'll what? Knock and it shall be what? Notice all those are progression. It's something that God wants us to do. Now, if I came to your door and you knew me and you looked out and I wasn't some stranger, but you were kind of, I'm a little tired, I don't feel like getting up, and I knocked on your door, you may do the peek, I'm not opening today. Maybe he'll go away. But what if I knocked again? And I kept knocking, and I kept knocking, and I kept knocking. Sooner or later, I would wear you out, and you'd get up. True? I mean, that's how it is in prayer. Don't give up after one shot. Come on. Sometimes you have to seek for a little time to find that. Oh, how many hearing a word? It's a continual thing. But sooner or later, the door's going to open. Sooner or later, you're going to find what you're seeking for. Sooner or later, that's going to happen. These 10 lepers now, we're calling out to you, God. We need a manifestation. We need healing in our life. And you're the one. For them, their life's necessities brought them together. But I look at the world, sometimes it's like a hospital full of people who need a touch. Nothing agrees more between, listen to me, human misery and Christ's compassion. Number two, the movement for manifestation. Look at verse 14. "And when he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourself to the priest.'" Now back in those days, when you got healed, you had to show yourself before the priest. The priest would examine you and they say, "No, you're fit to go back to society. You're fit to come back to the synagogue." So they would check those out. When you get healed, it'll show up in the doctor's office. The doctor will deem you. Now, you used to do this. And I love this about doctors. They'll go, "I don't know what happened to you, but it's okay now." I've seen that. God touched me. They don't want to hear that portion. They can't denounce the miracle, but whatever happened, hey, praise the Lord. But they don't say praise the Lord. But notice he said, "Go show yourself." He speaks a word over them. "You've asked me, now go show yourself." There's always a step of faith in that. Well, notice Jesus didn't have a healing line at that moment. He just spoke a word and said, "Go show yourself." He even honored the law during that time. Go show yourself. Here's what it says in the law. It'll deem you whole. When you don't feel like it, many times you need to move. Say amen. Sometimes it's move from your seat, come to the altar. Oh, I'm preaching now. For them, it's go show yourself. No, I want to go home first. I can't wait to go to this place because I haven't been able to go there. No, what does he say to do? Go show yourself to the priest. Oh, man, I can preach that. Why don't you go to the house of God and give some glory? How many know the story where the gentleman, he was on a mat. The room was full and they couldn't get in because of the people. But then they tore a hole in the roof and four of his friends led right in front of Jesus. I shared with the first service, could you imagine how that changed that early morning or that late afternoon or that evening service? All of a sudden, Jesus looks up and the roof's coming down. There had to be some dust. There had to be whatever is there. Can you imagine Jesus just looking up, seeing the faces of the men up there? And he's just tenderly watching, and all of a sudden, through the ceiling, this guy begins to get lowered right in front of Jesus. I mean, I think that changed the whole service. And then Jesus looks at him and said, "Let me ask you, people, Which is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven, or rise up and walk? But that you may know I have the power to do both, rise up and walk. I mean, that's so cool. Could you imagine his friends up there rejoicing? Notice they had to move to get the manifestation. Oh, come on. Sometimes when you don't feel like it, it's probably right then your miracle is going to manifest. When we're not feeling well, we don't feel like moving. Isn't that true? Oh, and nobody in here. I mean, sometimes just moving around is tough. Notice there's movement. When movement happens, God meets you there. I looked at that today. We're calling out to it. And now he's telling them, this is so important. I want you to go show yourself. Well, isn't he the high priest, Jesus? Yes or no? I want you to get a little revelation. Isn't he Melchizedek from the Old Testament? One guy is going to get the revelation. I'm going to get that in a minute. They all should have came before Jesus before they showed themselves to anybody else. Oh, I can go there. We'll go there in a minute. I'm here to follow along. Some of you are already ahead of me. Number three, there's a revelation of the manifestation. In verse 15, and one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. Notice when he saw. Taste and see the Lord is good. Listen, it's one thing just to receive a miracle. It's another thing to thank him for the miracle. When Israel came out of Egypt, they all moved out together. But that whole generation died in the wilderness. A miracle will not keep you in the kingdom either. You could have a pillar of fire by night, a cloud by day, food on the ground every day, God's provision of water, that rock that followed them, and still go, complained. But when he saw, he was whole. When he saw that he was whole, he comes back and he glorifies. We need to have that too. God is in the miracle working business. He is. He loves people. Are you with me so far? Number four, there's a message of the manifestation. Look at verse 15. And when one of them, when he saw he was healed, returned and with a loud voice. Somebody say a loud voice. There's not a golf clap when it comes to God. Notice with a loud voice, heaven is a noisy place. I'm telling you, if you don't like noise, you're not going to like heaven. Can you imagine billions of people praising the Lord? Don't tell me that's going to be like, Jesus, you're great, amen. Let's give it up for the Lord here in heaven. You're the man. No, you'll be shouting and cheering and laughing. Hallelujah. True? Yeah. Come on. That needs to start now. Now, Allie's a good dancer. I have lead feet, okay? I can move the upper part pretty good. But the down part just needs some help, amen? And Allie, I wish I could spin like you too. I spin like that. I go, whoa. How many of you ever went to Cedar Point after you got older and rode some of those rides? Some of them were like, oh, that was fun. Oh, man, I got a little crick there, amen? I used to ride the rotor, it used to call it the rotor back then. The floor would drop and you'd be pinned next to the wall, and that was fun. I can't do that anymore, amen? Anybody ever had that where so centrifugal force kept you to the wall? Let me see your hand. How many ever try to pull yourself up and then slams over like that? I did that one time. I was with, 30-some people, whatever, in there. And I said, I'm going to see, once this thing gets full speed, if I can lift myself off. And I pushed up, and I turned, and my head slammed back. And the other person next to me had their head that way anyways. So the rest of the ride, I had to look right at their face. Oh, my gosh, I felt so stupid. I'm like, I don't even know this person. I hope I have some drool come out and slap them or something, you know. I never did that again. I thought, yeah, I learned. But there's a message with a loud voice. We also, when you're not feeling well, you don't want to praise. But we're pretty good at our woes. We're pretty good at voicing all those things, true? I want to have a message, Lord, you know where I'm at. Amen? Number five, if you're taking notes, there's a celebration of the manifestation. Look at verse 16. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks, for he was a Samaritan. Notice he fell down at his feet. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 12, give thanks to our Lord Jesus. Philippians 1, 4, always with all prayers and requests with joy and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the right expression to glorify God. Thanksgiving is a powerful force. Genuine thanksgiving with true humility, man, is honorable. He saw that he was whole. Remember, he said, go show yourself to who? Listen, isn't he the high priest? He saw him. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to go do that. But I'm going to glorify you. I saw you. You made me whole. Come to him. True humility. Sometimes our situation will drive us in that area. I don't like it when we're forced in certain things, but thank God that we can call out to him even if we've blown it. Amen? And notice that he'll care for you. All 10 could have came and worshiped him. Do you know that? They all wanted the miracle, but will you come to him who offers it freely? Will you come to him and say, thank you, Lord Jesus? When I have thanksgiving, it's an irresistible force. It's something there. Before we have thanksgiving, me and my wife do this every single year. That before anything happens, before any festivities, we're just with each other saying, what can we thank God for? And we start to go over things. Boom, boom. Lord, we can thank you for this. And we try to exhaust everything we can thank him for. And when we walk away, we're different. How many of us we need to have that? Shouldn't we thank him? He makes it rain on the just and the unjust. People who could even give a rip about God, he already met their needs too. Wouldn't it be something if he charged us for the oxygen we breathe? Put it in the kitty. You go, oh, man, you got 6 hours left. Everything precious to us, he's provided. And it's amazing to me, he even gives you a body to walk in to get it right. Hallelujah. I want to glorify him in this body. Amen. Celebration should be part of your life, not just Sunday mornings. But if you're already coming in celebrating, makes Allie's job a whole lot easier. Amen. And if you've got a good move on you, break it down. Amen. Don't do it for self, like, look at me. But hey, God's good. Sometimes I wish that we could have an older understanding and a younger body. It was sure helped us when we were younger, true? Right? How many made some decisions like, man, if you what you know now, you'd have never done that? Two hands. Wow. Okay? But we can learn from those things. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, it says this, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't thank God for the leprosy that you guys had, but I thank God there's mercy provided. I don't know how many lepers were in there. I don't know how many lepers were in the colony, but these 10 are calling out. Call out to God and he will answer. Call out and he'll show great and mighty things. If you think your situation is beyond God's help and hope, I'm here to tell you he can still meet that need. Biblically, we line ourselves up. Lord, I'm going to call on you. Have mercy on me. Some of your greatest prayers are you and the Lord alone and nobody else around. Direct it to him. Amen? Number six, if you're taking notes, the mishap of the manifestation. It's on thankfulness. Verse 17. And Jesus answered, we're not 10 cleansed? And where are the 9? Notice Jesus knows who gives him praise and thanksgiving. We're not 10 cleansed. Sometimes people think that just because the Lord is love doesn't mean you can't hurt him. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. Do you know that? And he watches what happens with his manifestation. He watches over his creation. And he asks the question, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are they? Unthankfulness denies the Savior to complete his work. Unthankfulness perturbs him also. I've learned when people become unthankful, usually the next step is unholy. Today, more than ever, we need to thank him. Notice they looked at themselves and said, you know what? Oh, man, I'm good to go. And one comes back. I pray in my heart I'm the one that comes back. Are you with me? I look at it, Lord, I want to be that one. Lord, work in me. Let me not even overlook simple things. I've been walking around with leprosy all these years, and now I'm finally free, and I don't go back and praise him. I've often seen people that have went through some struggles. Sometimes they even get bitter. And when things get better for them, they're still bitter. Come on. How many knows all life flows from him? He asked the question, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? And the only one who comes back is this stranger here. Today more than ever in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, gives us a picture of today. Tell me if you see this. It says, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boast, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, brutal, despisers of that which is good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Is that a description of today's world? Across the board. In the last days, this is what it's like. We need to be different. We need to be the one that praises his name. Even Jesus said when he was going through, going to the cross, that triumphant entry, he says, if they don't cry out, the rocks are going to cry out right now. All creation shows my glory. We're the only people, we're the only creatures, the only created one that can do what we can do to give glory to our God. The leaves of the trees, they can clap their hands, they can wave, the flowers can show the glory, but we're the only ones that can give voice to it. And listen to me, he longs for his creation to glorify him because he is so worthy of it. Amen? Is this good? Here's a truth. Romans 1, verse 21. Although they knew God, they neither glorify him as God, they became unthankful, they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You could have a miracle done for you by him and still not thank him. You could die right next to him on the cross and still not receive what he has. Two were there. One turned and the other said, Lord, if you be Lord, help me, bring us down from this place. The truth is that you could see him perishing and still not call out. We have a foolish heart that can be darkened. Only one of those saw him. We need to see him more than ever. Are you with me, church? Number 7, it brings the consummation of the manifestation. Look at verse 18. He says, where are those 9? Were not found one, only him to return, to give glory except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole or made you well. In faith, he humbly asked. He was courageous in his approaching. He was joyful in his thanksgiving. There was a hallelujah shout. And now he's going to receive the divine benefit of his grace. He's made whole. The one who came back now is made whole. Body, soul, and spirit. Listen, the 10 got the word. They got it from a distance, but only one came close enough to receive all that he had. Are you with me so far? It's more than just getting healed, because you know what? You can go to heaven with a broken body, but you can't go to heaven without your spirit right, being born again. He's coming before him, and he says, thy faith has made you whole. All 10 could have received the same as this. He got the double portion. He got what God wanted for them. I healed you so you can approach. Oh, you're hearing a word here. Now I want to do a supernatural work. What you felt alienated about, you could have came to me anytime. I'd have received you anyways. But what kept you away, I removed what kept you away and you still didn't come. How many knows Jesus has removed sin now? But we don't want to accept it, so we're still distant. Anyone, anywhere, any place, at any time can get their life right with the Lord. On an airplane, middle of nowhere, in your bathtub. Salvation has been established in the land, but we still don't come to him. Even though he's done more miracles for all of us than we could ever imagine. He's made a way so you can go to heaven. He's made a way you can be born again. How many of those are miracles? He's destroyed the work of the enemy. God, I want to approach you. How many want to see? When I place myself in the tent, oh Lord, I want to be the one that sees. I want to be the one that comes back and praises your name. So I'm going to do it now because I do see. I do see him high and lifted up. I do see what he can do. I've called upon the manifestation. I'm going to come and I'm going to humbly bow. Notice he bows before him. He's going to do something nobody else is doing. I'm going to humble myself before your presence. I've shouted unto you and now my shout has drawn me near. Notice all 10 could have came near to him. Always come near to your God. Hello? Always come near. Come near to him. Approach him that you can be made well. Notice he says, your faith has made you well. Faith is always engaged in those things, and everybody has a measure of it. You have faith. I want you to develop that. And even Jesus said, a little seed of that, just that little seed can produce some incredible things. The Bible says we're likened unto a tree, but the tree needs to produce fruit, and it's the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit isn't just for you, it's for others to come along in your life. They need some joy, they can receive some joy from you. They need some love, they can get some love from you because it's producing in you. It's something you cannot fabricate in yourself. It's only Spirit developed. The longer we're saved, the more fruit we should start producing. And if there's a dead limb in your life, let the Lord trim it. It's not pleasant, but you know what happens? It produces something greater. I shared with you my brother's tree. He had this beautiful maple tree. But it grew up and it grew big and it grew right between the power lines. And it was like these two big things. And man, he came home one day and he called me. He goes, man, you got to come over and see my tree. I go, what? He goes, the power company came through and they scalped my tree. I mean, they scalped it. It looked like a big stump on this side and a big stump on this side. And I'm looking at it, oh man, it was a beautiful looking tree. But it was amazing. Within a year, it grew back to the most wonderful tree. Everything that seemed to be gone all came back. Amen? I'm sorry the lines were through there. But man, even when you feel like you're scalped, the Lord will bring it back and you'll look wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can God do it? The 10 were there, one comes back. One becomes whole. His faith has made him whole. What he received in healing, he received it by a spoken word. He grabbed a hold of that. And now he came close to him. I see you, Lord. He saw something there. And now that wholeness is now finishing the work in his body. Finishing it in his spirit. How many want to get that close to Jesus? Let's not be on the outside. Let's not just receive the miracle. Oh, thank you, Lord. And not even say thank you. We're not 10 cleansed. If our heart is stubborn, you know what? We're a stubborn person. If we're hard-hearted, we're a hard-hearted person. We need to realize who we are. But all of us can have more thanksgiving. Do you agree? How many of us we need to develop that in our life? We all can have more thanksgiving. I challenge you this Thanksgiving, before all the festivities, have a time. I'm not saying you have to do what I do. But I know Thanksgiving is contagious. And you can thank him. How many want to be unreserved like this and you fall at his feet? I don't care what other people think. Amen? I don't care what they think. He'll welcome you there. The closer you get to Jesus, the more he finishes the work in your life. Don't be a distant person. Come close. You'll receive everything you need. Hallelujah. Now picture his life. He said, you will be whole. Can you imagine him now walking through? He was the stranger. His association only came because he was a leper. He was considered the social outcast of the day. But Jesus always breaks every stereotype. Come unto me. Today, more than ever, we need to pray, Lord, do a supernatural work. And God's going to save people you didn't think he could save. He's going to move on hearts that you never thought he could move on. Can he still deliver the leper today? I want faith to arise. Whatever your need is, God who spins the universe on nothing can take care of you. Let's call on him. Amen? Let's put movement to that. Let's call to the manifestation. Let's put these biblical principles into practice. You know what? And God will see you through. Take that door. Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming, Lord. Until the door opens. Amen? I'm going to seek until what? You know, in hide and seek, if you hid really good, usually you put an expiration date on it because you couldn't wait all night. You'd say, game's over, and some people would pop out. You'd never find them. Amen? One kid hid in a garbage can. Garbage can. And it was nasty garbage can. I never thought to look in that. Dude, anybody go in there? I said, you know, we got to start the game over. The lid popped off. I go, dude, I never found you there. Well, don't hide in the garbage can. Amen? But generally, if you seek long enough, you'll what? Now, I taught my German shepherd how to play hide and seek. And what I would do is whoever would hold him and we'd play the game. And we'd all hide everywhere. And we'd say, okay, now go find. And the dog would seek out. I kid you not, it was so awesome. But he caught everybody every time. You could never out hide because he could smell. He could hear. Are you with me? How many knows the Lord is greater than that? And you need to put those senses in action. I'm going to seek him till I find him. I will not be denied. I'm going to knock until it's open. I'm going to ask till my request is done. Jesus said, those principles still work today. Don't give up on one time. Go until you get it. Put that faith in action and God will answer you and show you great and mighty things. You enjoy this morning? I'm just getting fired up. We got to close here. God's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With every eye open and everyone looking around, how many need to be more thankful in here? Amen. How many need to put to practice? You need to call for that manifestation. Don't let your situation dictate your call. I know the need is real. Secondly, sometimes you got to move. I understand the struggle sometimes. I do. I understand 1,000%. But I'm not going to let this define me either. Amen? Notice that all 10 were cleansed. How many of those you need to thank him? You need to get close in that arena. Your need challenged you and drove you. Now he wants to deliver you from that. Notice that when they didn't have the problem, they were no longer driven. Let it drive you to Jesus. Just because you got the miracle, good. Let it drive you to the Lord. Get to him as close as you can. Then have him be able to speak over your life. There is such power when he speaks over your life. It's going to be okay. I'm going to do this for you. They're coming to know me. Don, brother, when I was in worship here, the Lord spoke. He's going to return some of that joy that's been taken from you. Those insults you've received, God's going to speak something new into your life. I mean, God can do that. Now, I know him on a personal level. God can do that. Lord, it can work in those areas. I want that, amen? I want to be the one that goes back and praise his name. Get to him and bow before him. Don't care what anyone else thinks. I'm going to praise my God because I want to be whole. Hallelujah. And if you're visiting with us, yeah, I'm that weird. Amen. Amen. If you would, lift your hands to the King. Father, we receive, Lord God. We're not ashamed to call you Lord. Father, forgive us the times that we've been selfish. Or the times, Lord God, we haven't praised your name. Lord, you've given us a biblical example, that celebration before manifestation. Lord, we praise you today for who you are. Not what you've done for us, but who you are. That you're a great God. That, Lord, nothing's impossible for you. And, Lord, I pray you'll meet every need in this house. I curse every sickness. I curse every disease. And I call for the healer. That by your stripes we're healed. a corporate anointing to be upon us, a corporate healing, Lord God, that every need is met. That, Lord, it's not hard for you to heal. You can do 10, 100, 100,000. Nothing's too hard for you. But, Lord, we're going to have movement in our prayers. We're going to ask, we're going to seek, we're going to knock. We're going to take the biblical principles and put it to practice. Lord, we're going to get at your feet. We're going to humble ourselves before your mighty hand. That, Lord, you can speak over us. Command it to happen. Be whole in Jesus' name. Now, Father, seal it in our hearts. That, Lord, we don't let this word slip. That the enemy come and snatch the word that is sown. But, Lord, we will meditate upon it. We will muse it over in our hearts, God, till we get it. And we got it good. Now, bless your people with strength, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 These altars will be open.